Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast, Love D. I am back and I just want to share some encouraging words with you guys. I was reading a new book that I started, Quiet Confidence for a Woman's Heart by the one and only Elizabeth George. And that book is just going through the book of Psalm 23. And the Psalm 23 is just so heavy by itself, but Elizabeth George does a wonderful job of breaking down the text. And, you know, I read the preface of it, and I haven't really dug into it just yet, but I have plans to. But I had to just go after reading the preface. I just got so excited about who God is, you know, and reading that shepherd chapter. So I had to go over to the Psalm 23. And just in my reading for the night, by reading the Psalm 23, you know, what am I about to get into again? And I've studied this over and over again. You know, it's beautiful. It's really beautiful. And so I'm just thankful to read it. And I'm going to read it. And I'm going to show y'all where I got caught up at. So it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake." That's it. The first three verses, that's all I got to. Because I'm looking at this and I'm like, the Lord, my Lord, is my shepherd. The Lord in heaven, Jesus Christ, Son of God, is my shepherd. It's personal. He's mine. He's my shepherd. And so I shall not want because he's leading me. I don't have to worry about my life. I don't have to worry about tomorrow because I know who holds tomorrow. Right? And so then it says, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures, because a lot of times I don't have enough sense to lie down and rest myself. I want to go 100 miles per hour. So he maketh me, he gives me that time and that peace to lie down in those green pastures. And then he gives me the peace by leading me beside the still waters. I need to rest. Where I got tore up is that he restoreth my soul. I have to just keep reading that over and over and over. He restoreth my soul. He restoreth my soul. He restoreth my soul. Then I just couldn't take it no more, because I'm thinking about all the times that I have fed my soul so much junk. I fed my soul things that are not good for me. I've been so caught up in this and that and social media. And I'm not saying social media is bad, but some of the stuff that we feed our souls, we don't need to be entertaining. I fed my soul animosity, anger. I fed my soul disbelief. I fed my soul unbelief. I fed my soul so many negative things. And God, he's called us to live, right? He's called us to starve the flesh, feed our spirit man. But as Paul said over in Romans, every time I try to do good, evil's always present. No excuse. I've still fed my soul the negative things. And then I get to a point where I don't even know which way I'm going. But the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. He gonna make me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters just to restore my soul. To restore my soul where I've messed up so many times. He comes back. He restores my soul. I'm over here feeding it. All the negative things. He restores my soul. And then have the nerve to lead me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. When his name is on the line, it's the truth, because he can't lie. He restoreth my sin-sick soul and then leads me in the path of righteousness because his name is on the line. I'm telling you, that tore me up. I had to stop right there. He restoreth my sin-sick soul. My sin-sick soul that I have fed so much negativity to. And we every single day, we go about our days living how we want to live, eating how we want to eat, going every which way we want to go. And the scripture has not changed. The Lord is still my shepherd. I shall not want. He still maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He still restores my soul every time. Because I'm a sinner, only saved by grace. And he restoreth my soul and then leads me in the path of righteousness. Because his name is on the line for his name's sake. Because I'm not a liar, I'm going to put her back on the path so I can show folks and I can get the glory through her life. I'm restoring her soul for my name's sake. It ain't got nothing to do with you. A lot of times we want to put ourselves in the equation. I did this. That's pride. I pull myself up on my own. No, he restores my soul. You get to a point where you can't do nothing on your own anymore. You can't figure out which way to go. You have no idea. You are at the bottom, the very, very bottom. You can't figure out what's what. And that's fine, because he needs to restore the soul. It's not about you. I cannot say I restored my soul and then I led myself into the path of righteousness for God, because I'd be lying. Sometimes I have no idea which way to go. What do I do, God? Where do you want me to work at, God? How do you want me to serve? Where do you want me to serve? What church should I go to, God? What do I need to do, God? I have no idea sometimes. You have no idea. Sometimes we have no idea. And that's good, because we get to the end of ourselves. I don't need to have the idea. I don't need to know. I don't need to come up with a plan. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness. It's a beautiful psalm. It's a beautiful psalm. And it's just beautiful to be able to sit right there and know that the Lord restoreth my soul. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that he is doing the restoring. I'm thankful that it has nothing to do with me, because if I tried to restore, it would be halfway. It wouldn't be the full. I wouldn't be able to do it the right way. I need him to restore my soul and lead me on the path of righteousness for his name's sake, because I miss the mark every time. I miss the mark every single time. But God is so faithful. He's so true. He's not slack concerning his promises, not willing that any man should perish, but that we should all come to repentance. I'm so thankful that his name was on the line. I'm so thankful that his name is on the line. I'm so thankful that he called me by name. The Lord is my shepherd. He's my shepherd. I can say that with confidence. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I have no need to want for anything. I have no need to go looking for anything. I have no need to go searching and tearing my clothes and or anything. The Lord is my shepherd. What is it that God is calling you to do? Just be in obedience to him and let him show you. Let him restore your soul. Let him lead you beside the still waters. It's time to get serious about the things of God. Thank you all for listening to this podcast. May it bless you. May it encourage you as it has encouraged me on tonight. I'm so blessed by David's words he penned in the 23rd number of Psalm 119.